Welcome to the Sisters Like Us podcast. I'm Lakin, and I'm 30-something.
I'm Allie, and I'm 20-something. Join us each week as we talk about anything
and everything. So grab a glass of wine
or a bottle,
and let's dive in.
Cheers!
Cheers!
Okay, official cheers. We're finally having something other than cookies or soda. So we are drinking. Allie went to the liquor store near my apartment and grabbed, even though it is technically fall, summer in a bottle. It is the most beautiful bottle ever.
It's really pretty.
And so it is a rosé from France.
Yeah, France.
Delicious.
I don't know if I like it as much.
As much as what?
The ocean breeze kisses your face. You lay back and gaze upon the glorious sunset while recalling the summer's adventures, friendships, and memories made. You breathe deeply and savor those special moments once more. Summer in a bottle.
You like could do voiceovers.
Scene.
That was beautiful. I like it. I mean, yeah, it's fall. Like, it's. I'm kind of over rosé at this point, I feel like.
Yeah, I'm also like, just like over drinking for a while.
Okay. I feel like that's, it's not fair to the podcast that every week you have like a day earlier in the week that you go hard and then you're like, I don't want to drink on the podcast. And I'm like, yeah, well this week, too bad. Look at our background.
I know. It's so weird how much like this looks like that cup.
It really does.
So, okay.
Anyway.
Well, anyways.
Where do you want to start?
I don't know. Should we start with TV?
I guess so. I feel like our last two episodes since we've been back have been really TV heavy.
Well,
but
we'll just touch on Dancing with the Stars and then just go from there.
Okay.
We did not watch together this week.
Nope. You watched with your friends.
I did watch with my friends.
I did watch with Mom, but it was just me and Mom.
And Peanut.
And Sam. Sam watched with us.
And Peanut.
And Peanut, yes. She was there for most of it.
She loves Dancing with the Stars.
She was not as into it this week. I don't know if it's because you weren't there to, like, snuggle her. There. Yeah. She was a little bit more interested in her toys instead of Dancing with the Stars this week.
Yeah. Well, I think it was a good week. I still don't... I still feel like the judges are scoring, like...
really high.
And just really high?
Yeah, for some of the people.
Yeah. I just think the scores are crazy in general.
Yeah, they're too close to each other. Yeah. I feel like they're... some of the skills, it seems like some people should have way higher scores and some people should have way lower scores.
I think, like, Danny Amendola surprised me the most this episode.
Yeah, that dance was amazing.
That dance was, like, hot.
Yeah, it was so hot.
And it was just, like, good.
Yeah.
Like, and I remember I showed you guys last... like, when we watched the premiere, I showed you guys Whitney with Milo Manham, who, like, if you've been watching Dancing with the Stars forever, you know that, like, big upset of that season with Milo and Whitney. But, like, Whitney has been gone because, like, she had a baby, and she's finally back in the ballroom, as they say. So...
she's the one... I still don't have all the pros' names straight.
She's short, like, short.
Who's she with?
Danny Amendola.
Oh, you're talking about Danny. Sorry, I was confusing it with Jenna and Joey's dance.
No, but that was also
hot.
So
okay.
Hot.
Yeah.
I feel like he's definitely the surprise of the season. Mm-hmm. And I think that, like, Danny's gonna, like, sneak up on us and people are gonna really like that partnership. I honestly think with, like, Brooks and Gleb, I think, like, oh, it's hot. Like, they're hooking up for sure. But, like, I think that it would have been better if they kind of, like, pushed it off a little bit.
Longer than episode two.
Yeah. And, like, it seems like all she cares about is just, like, him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's really into him. The difference, too, though, I think is, like, both Danny and Joey are surprising us with their dance skills. Mm-hmm. Whereas, like, Brooks is good, but she still looks a little stiff. Like, she still doesn't look as
comfortable.
Yeah, and
she looks like she would be good. So it's, like...
yeah. So it's not as shocking, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Steven and Riley. Like, I'm just obsessed with them.
Yeah. Steven's really good. Chandler's really good. And I feel like...
I feel like Alona opened up a lot more this week. Like, she looked a lot more comfortable. Fun.
I love how when Alan picked her up, like, it looked like they were struggling and then she just, like, tossed him.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah. Dwight and Daniela.
Yeah.
Yeah. They, like... that's good. They're going to be such a good pair. They're going to make it far, too.
Yeah.
So, I think that Jen and Sasha are, like, fine, but I don't think they're going to, like, make it that far because of everybody else in the competition.
Yeah, I feel like she probably has the audience votes because I feel like Mom and I were talking about this. I feel like the the audience overlap between like The Bachelor, Bachelorette, and Dancing with the Stars is large. Mm-hmm. And so people are probably just excited to vote for her and see Joey. But she's not bad, but the other ones are all, I think, better at dancing so far. And so I feel like it's going to be tough for her to stick around.
Yeah.
I'm happy with who went home.
I'm happy that Anna Delvey obviously went home. We talked about her. She's annoying.
And it got worse. What are you going to take away from this competition?
Yeah, nothing.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. But honestly, I don't think Tori's Spelling. I don't like
no,
her.
No, I thought one of the older guys was going
to
go home.
I don't think that she necessarily deserved to go home then. Because at least she was there for the right intentions. Like, she was trying. And, like, Daniela, like, got so pissed. Like, you could tell, like, right when they announced it, she ran out because Pasha's, like, her husband. And, not like he is, her husband. And she was so pissed because she was, like, and then she ended up posting something about it because she
oh,
was.
Really?
Yeah, because she's just, like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, and I also saw someone say, like, there should be a golden version of Dancing with the Stars to make it more fair. But, like, respectfully, like, I wouldn't watch that.
No, so, I don't know if anybody would watch that.
Should there be
much.
A rookie version? Yes. And do I want to be on it? Absolutely.
A rookie, like a regular ass human, yes. Like not a celebrity.
Like or Dancing with the Average Human is what it's called.
Dancing with the Average American.
Mm-hmm. Dancing with the Rookies is what they call it.
I mean, technically some of the stars should be rookies, right? Like,
yeah. I mean, whatever.
But you're the one that texted me saying that sometimes like you're surprised by who ends up going home.
Well, yeah, because they were like, oh, it's going to be the two old guys. And I was like, well, no, like the audience votes matter a lot. And sure enough, neither of them went home because people, like, love the old guys.
That's true. I mean, truthfully, I didn't vote for either of the old guys, but in retrospect, I said afterwards that I should have just to make sure that Anna went home.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm glad she went home. I just really, really feel bad for Ezra, for her pro.
Oh, I know.
Because it was his first season, and he was trying so hard, and it was just, like, yeah, I feel really bad for him. But anyways.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
On to the, well, they're taking a break next week because there's a vice presidential
debate. I know.
Debate.
I'm so pissed off.
But then
about
they're doing
it.
Two the next week, Monday and Tuesday.
Still pissed off about it. Stupid.
But then you get two the next week. It's like it's the same number of episodes.
Yeah. Whatever.
We just get a week off.
Yeah. Did you watch any more So You Think You Can Dance?
No, not yet. Did you?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, okay. You didn't tell me to do that.
Sorry. I just like. Thinking of been watching some mindless stuff while working. Mindless stuff meaning I literally just finished watching Monsters on Netflix.
I don't even
which is not mindless. It's the story of like Eric and Lyle Menendez. Like,
oh yeah, you told me about
the
that.
The murders, yeah.
Which
is not your jam, so.
No, I was binging Superstore, which you wouldn't like because it's sitcom, but it the store they work at is called Cloud9. So
yeah,
we've been talking a lot about your Cloud9. So I was just like, wait, I miss Superstore, so I rewatched it.
Okay. Well, that's fine.
One more TV thing.
Okay.
Do you know who Dani Austin is? She's an influencer. She, like, in true definition, she, like, had a YouTube channel when she was in, she's my age, had a YouTube channel when she was in college, and now is, like, an influencer on Instagram, has a podcast, whatever. She also went to UT, so, like, I've been following her for a very long time.
Okay.
And she had some of the Mormon Wives girls on her podcast this week.
So what, you want them to come on our podcast?
Yeah, no.
Might need to get a couch in here.
But I wanted to tell you that if you wanted to listen, I listened to it literally today, so I couldn't tell you to like listen to it before this episode, which is fine. But my two big takeaways, I think it's still worth a listen, are they have not confirmed a season two. Like, it's not official. They said, like, we have no idea. I feel like they have to, but it's not official.
Yeah.
They also told a lot more of Macy's story. She was in like a...
I know her story.
Oh, you do? Yeah. I did not know any of that because they did not tell you any of that on the show.
Yeah.
So that was super interesting to me, I think. And then it was just interesting to hear perspectives of the difference between like the culture expectations versus like the church expectations. Mm-hmm. Because it's Dani Austin and her husband and they are pretty strong Christians. And so they were kind of comparing, contrasting, like, their experiences as, like, Texan Christians. And it was just really interesting.
Cool.
So,
what's her podcast called?
De-Influenced.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Okay. Okay, that's her. De-Influenced. Dani Austin.
Let me look her up for a sec.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I've seen her before. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I like her podcast. It's her and her husband. And sometimes I skip the guest episodes depending on who the guest is. Like, they had like the CEO of Toyota, which I'm sure was like super fucking cool because he's a big deal, but like, I don't care.
Cool.
But I always listen to like their solo episodes, and then this guest one I obviously listen to.
Cool.
So, okay, that's all I had in terms of TV.
Yeah, the only thing that I've like watched was Monsters, which there was a lot of backlash on it because it like wasn't, it's like not a lot of the true story, and like they did it like it's the same like Jeffrey Dahmer type thing where it's like they did it not as a documentary but as like a show. So it's like actors playing those people,
right?
And like it was really intense, and it's really sad, like the whole story, like
yeah,
what they went through and stuff. But now everyone's like, release them, like they should be free, like all this stuff. Yeah. But it's just interesting how, like, the trial went in, like, 1990, whatever.
Yeah.
But they're 50-something now and still in prison. But now they're finally together. Before they weren't able to be together.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So that's sad. But anyways.
Did I ever tell you that there's like a bar in our neighborhood? It's called L&L Tavern, which at first I thought was really cute. And I was like, oh, Lakin and Lila Tavern. Mm-hmm. And then I looked it up and apparently it's haunted because, or it's got like a bad rep because, bad rep. We've done this before. Bad rep, like reputation. Because apparently Jeffrey Dahmer used to be a regular there.
Yes, you did tell me that.
Isn't that creepy?
Jeffrey, so I was like, I like true crime and stuff, so... And I actually really enjoyed the Menendez Brothers movie, or show, or whatever the hell I watched. So I was like, okay, I'm going to watch the Jeffrey Dahmer one. And, like, it is just... I couldn't make 30 minutes. It's so uncomfortable.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
And Evan Peters is so... Such a good actor. Like, American Horror Story, like, all the things. And, like, seeing him as that character. Like, he was fucked up from that.
It's probably a little bit too close to home.
Yeah, because it was here.
It was literally, like, it was, like, here, but, like, also Milwaukee, I think. And then also, like, who his victims were, like, is probably just not it.
Yeah.
So, I don't blame you.
Yeah. But, anyways.
Moving on
from true crime. I thought it would be fun, unless you have a lot on your list. Mm-hmm. It would be fun, because we haven't done it in a while, to talk about, like, our current favorite, like, that thing that we
the
did.
The favorite
that
list?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't have the list ready to go.
Wasn't it just something you looked up? No, I don't have it ready to go either. Because I don't remember what the things that we went through were.
Can we do that next week?
No.
Why?
Because it's not fun if we prepare for it.
Okay.
Why? What else did you have on your list?
It's not that I had a bunch of stuff on my list. It's just that, like, I don't know. I feel like last time we did this, I couldn't come up with things on the spot. And I just felt a lot of, like, I don't know. I feel like it wasn't that great. Okay. I'll read. Too bad. Okay. First category is reading.
Reading. I finally got my Kindle back.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Happy for you.
Thank
all the way
you.
From Iceland.
Thank you. I am currently reading Icebreaker.
I don't know what that is, but...
It is just a silly little...
Cheesy little rom-com.
It's a little... It's not cheesy. It would be a little bit of a...
Spicy?
Pepper Jack. A little spicy. Like,
pepper
every
jack.
Chapter, I'm like, whoa. Like, it just kind of hits me, and I'm like, jeez. If anyone's read it, they definitely know what I'm talking about, so... But that is what I'm currently reading. So...
Well, so, but, okay, are we doing currently, or are we doing favorites? Because, like... The point of this is supposed to be, like, your favorites from the last couple of months. It's not currently, but I guess we could do it that way. Instead of it being favorites, it's, like, currently all of these things.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm still reading A Court of Thorns and Roses. I'm on book four.
Okay.
So I'm
Good job.
Chugging along.
Good job.
The book four is, like, the short, tiny one, so hopefully I'm gonna make it through that one pretty quickly. And if I make it through the end of the series by the end of the year, that will feel like a huge accomplishment and will basically have been basically my... It just said basically like four times. My whole year.
Yeah.
Is that one series. Okay. Listening. So this could be music, podcasts.
Currently still listening to Sabrina Carpenter's new album.
Okay.
So good.
I have not really been listening to music, which I feel like don't know. I feel like I've always had just like a YouTube video or a podcast in my ears. It's probably like a lot of content. But do you listen to music other than when you're driving?
If I'm like home alone, like I'll like listen to it when I'm like showering and like getting ready for bed. Obviously I listen to it like when I'm running.
Okay. I'm just trying to think of when you listen to music and like, cause like obviously I don't drive, right? So I don't listen to music while I'm driving.
Yeah. During like routines and stuff.
Okay. So yeah, I always have like a podcast or a YouTube
or like
video.
You're recording it. So.
Or that. Yeah.
Yeah. Or like, and sometimes if I like, and have like a lot of work to do, I'll put like a work playlist on that's like not super intense.
I do that too. I have a Pandora station called Coffee House Covers that I love when I like need that like background noise.
You still use Pandora?
Yeah, okay. So before you judge me out of like the 21st century, I have some Pandora stations that I have been curating since like high school. And they are perfect. I have, like, thumbs up and thumbs down so many things that it,
I don't
like,
even remember how it works.
Yeah. Okay. Pandora had radio stations before Spotify did. And so it's, like, a radio station, but you, like, thumbs up and thumbs down. And so then they play stuff within that category. And I just have some that are so fantastic that I can't quit.
I love that for you.
I also don't pay for Spotify Premium, so, like, it doesn't matter to me whether I do Pandora or Spotify. Like, I'm going to listen to ads either way. Mm. It's just not worth it. I don't listen to music enough to justify Spotify Premium.
Okay.
I pay for YouTube Premium, though.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Yeah. Watching. We already did that.
Yeah, TV we can shows. That.
Okay. Wearing? Anything you've been loving that you're wearing?
I'm just so excited that it's sweatshirt season because yes. I just love wearing sweatshirts.
Yes. It finally cooled down in Chicago this week, so.
Yeah. So, sweatshirts specifically, like I've talked about, my sweatshirts from Old Navy, they're just so comfy. Mm-hmm. So.
And you got some new cowboy sweatshirts. You're not wearing one today, even though they're playing tonight.
Oh, I should have worn one.
Fail.
Wait. Yeah, I just got those.
Yeah, from Abercrombie.
That was so stupid of me. Sorry.
Womp womp. So I don't really have anything that I'm loving, but I do have like a request of I need recommendations. So my favorite pair of leggings, black leggings, that were like the perfect amount of stretch that they still felt comfortable, mm-hmm. but tight enough that they still, I felt confident in them, that had a pocket for my phone, got a hole. So I need a new pair of leggings.
Athleta.
Ugh, that's so much money.
Like, what do you, like?
I don't know. I don't want to spend $100 on leggings.
I don't know what to tell you.
Really?
I mean, like, no. I, like, have talked about before, like, with leggings, like, I have to be strategic because, like, I don't have anything to hold them up. So, like, they need to be, like...
You mean, like, hips?
Grippy. Yeah. But, like, my Athleta ones, like, I'll down a hill for. Or Aerie. I like the Aerie ones.
Yeah, I have a pair of Aerie ones. They don't have pockets. My guess is they have different ones that I don't own. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that have pockets. Okay.
Aerie's great.
This is when... Most of the time, I do a lot of my shopping online. But this is when I could be convinced to be at, like, a mall. Where I could try on multiple types of leggings.
Interesting.
I know you love them all.
I do love them all.
All right. Cooking.
I made last night turkey burgers. But I did feta and like diced onions inside of the turkey burger. And now I have like lunch for like so many days because it made four of them. But last night I had such a healthy dinner. It was so colorful. I had like my little turkey patty.
With, like, you didn't have a bun?
No. Oh. With a little pepper jack cheese on top.
Okay.
And then I had my little salad and then carrots dipped in ranch. It was so good.
That's okay.
And I'm like, wow, like it really filled me up. Yeah. It was good.
Yum.
Tasty.
I have not been cooking anything new. I just, we've been like living by our staple recipes. I just have not had the capacity to like think of anything new lately. Yeah. There's just a lot going on over here in Strumland. So
Strumland.
Yeah. Planning. Any sort of planning tools or things you've been loving? Any kind of stationery supply? That's kind of what I use that category for.
I feel like I'm kind of in like a rut with like stationery because like I feel the urge for a planner, but I don't really like anything that I'm currently using. But then I'm like not really in a rush because I just like use my Google Calendar so much.
Do you still use that daily planner that you were using?
Not always, because it's just so heavy. Yeah. And, like, I just don't want to carry it around everywhere. Yeah. And then I, like, got one from Target, but then it, like, doesn't have a spiral, so I can't, like, open it. And it's just, like...
decline. I do not buy things without a spiral.
I just, like, didn't think about it. And so, like, that was just, like, annoying. So, I don't know. I'm kind of in the stage where I'm, like, should I just, like, make something on Canva and print it?
I mean, that's what I did, ultimately. I kept trying different weekly and daily layouts, and nothing was perfect, and so I created my own, and I just started printing it out, and then I just got them created on notepads, because I do merch, and so I got them on notepads so I could have what I wanted all the time, and other people wanted them too, but you could try the printables that I created if you want to try that, but it might be too much for you.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't necessarily have any new planning, but this is kind of falls into that category. I put up my countdown board again.
Okay.
So I have one of those little, like, I'll pop up a picture of it. One of those little, like, letter boards. And I used to keep it on my desk with, like, a countdown to, like, upcoming trips. And then we had a baby and we stopped traveling, really, for a little bit. And so I just stopped using it. And then when I finally pulled it back out, I felt like it was cluttering at my desk. And so I've stuck it in the closet. And recently we scheduled a big trip and I really wanted to put it on the countdown board. And so I decided to hang it up on my wall instead of having it sit on my desk. And so I updated it again. And it's so nice to be able to look up. I don't have it has two trips and then Christmas and my birthday, because that's all we have planned right now. But
Christmas.
I like it. I know. Can you believe that's actually not updated? It's less than 92 days. It's like probably like 89 days till Christmas or something. That's like soon.
Yay. Can't wait.
Oh my gosh. Okay. We got to enjoy fall and Halloween before we get to Christmas.
Love.
Okay. Pampering. So makeup, skincare, body care.
So I recently have been like trying out like the Drunk Elephant skincare stuff, and
before, so fucking overpriced.
Before you look at me like that, let me preface that it was given to me. I did not purchase these items. There are many sizes of stuff. What am I gonna do? Be like, no, don't give me the free items. No, I'm not gonna try it.
Yeah, but then if you fall in love with it,
well, like, I didn't.
Please,
so,
okay, good.
Don't
like, please don't pay full price for those.
It's
things.
Made me break out. I'm not a huge fan. Like, break out. Well, okay, let me preface that. When me and Lakin say break out, it's
one giant friend
our chin, because we always, it's the same for both of us. Yeah. And I'm like, usually it's like the week before my period or something, like I'll have that one, but like, it was like every week. And I'm like, what am I doing differently? Mm-hmm. And then I also noticed with like the nighttime ones, I was starting to get, like, itchy, and I'm like, no. I just, like, think that my skin is sensitive, and I'm just better off with my, like...
simple.
Water and soap and Olay, and I've always gotten compliments on my skin, so why fix something that's not broken, is what I decided.
Yeah.
So, I'll tell you what I'm not loving.
Yeah, well, I still think that stuff is so overpriced.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying, like...
it didn't work for you.
Yeah.
Have I been using anything new? Oh, I bought that e.l.f. primer that you rave about. I don't know. I haven't used it that many times. It is so sticky. I know that's the point. So I only use it when I'm going to be like out and about for the whole day. And I'm
well, the other thing is like, if you're not using liquid products, it's probably not worth it.
But I use a liquid. I use the tinted moisturizer that I use and on top of it, and then concealer.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't use liquid blush or highlight or bronzer, but...
well, more so, like, liquid foundation. Like, if you're not using liquid foundation...
but I'm putting my... it is liquid. I mean, it's still... it's not super coverage because it's the tinted moisturizer from Wet n Wild, but it's still liquid. I still need to play with your liquid products. Or you need it. What about the episode we were going to do where you, did my makeup?
Maybe we do that next week. Also, we were going to say that this week we were going to, look cute and take pictures, but,
Oh, I totally forgot about that.
No, I didn't.
I happened to have my hair and makeup done because I recorded some stuff for work today, but that is it. It wasn't for this. Sorry.
Okay.
Y'all can tell. The last 2 weeks, I did not. So.
I was looking rough, so. Anyways.
Do you want me to include that?
What?
That you were looking rough last week.
Oh, I don't care.
Okay.
We're all friends here.
We're all friends here. Cleaning.
Because we're supposed to be unfiltered.
I know. Sometimes I'm bad at that, though. I think, here's what I think it is. Before you knock things over and make a mess in my office. I have been sharing my life on the internet for over 10 years.
It's just harder for you.
And so I have learned what I need to filter. Sometimes I learned it the hard way, where I said something and then it got twisted, or it got, even if it didn't get twisted, I just learned that I didn't need to share that or I shouldn't have said that. Mm-hmm. And so some of it is stuff I could say, but I just have been burned. And so I hold back. And then some of it is now that I have a daughter, I'm a little bit more careful about what I say and share on the internet, you know? So I think I feel like we immediately decided that we were going to swear on the podcast. And then I immediately tried to stop swearing in real life around Lila. So that's hard too.
Yeah. Well.
Because she is starting to say words. And I feel like I need.
Spooky.
She's going to go to daycare and be like, fuck. Right, it's all half words, right?
Okay, well, we'll try to be, we don't need to swear, and we can still be unfiltered and not swear.
Totally. I mean, we can swear, I don't care, it's just, it is hard to, flip that switch on and off, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, especially even flipping the switch from, my job, too, I'm just, need to be filtered, or, need to, be, so it's just, it's hard to just be,
Yeah.
This okay, version. Anyways.
Cleaning. Any sort of household or cleaning product?
Yes, actually. I'm in kind of my cleaning phase. I like cleaning products. So this is actually perfect. I was about to be like, I don't think so. I'm like, wait. So I bought these little things that you throw in your garbage disposal, and then they make it smell like lemons.
Okay, I don't have a garbage disposal. Yeah, that
sucks. It's another reason why I can never leave my apartment.
Must be nice. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. So I have a garbage disposal, which, if you don't know, is, not a thing in Chicago.
No,
so.
It's, a total anomaly to have a garbage disposal.
So I'm very thankful. And then I got this, stuff that's called, the pink stuff. And you literally, put it in your toilet, and it, foams up, and then you flush it, and it, cleans it. And then I got these little, squishy things.
I saw all of this on Amazon, by the way, on the Amazon account.
Yeah, I got these little squishy things that you use to clean, baseboards and stuff, but you can also use it to clean, dust and, anything else, and then you just wash it, and it's, good as new. It's, crazy. It's kind of like a magic eraser, but better, because it's,
Is it a cloth?
No, it's, a squishy thing.
Oh, it's, okay.
It's, a squishy.
A squishy.
Yeah.
Lila squishy.
Yeah, anyways, so.
Wow, look at you.
Yeah, but I'm not going to think that we do need, a better vacuum and, you know, the important things, but whatever.
We need a new vacuum, too, actually. Vacuums are expensive.
They are, and it's just, really pisses me the fuck off.
Yeah.
Because it's one of those things that's you can justify, stupid purchases, right? I really want to go to see Sabrina Carpenter, that's $300, but it's worth it because it's, an experience. But is a vacuum that I'm going to use every day for a billion years worth it? No. Not at all.
I feel that so much.
Experience.
Household appliance.
Yeah. So.
Stuff.
Life is short. I can vacuum later.
But it's true. There's things, around the house that I'm like, if you just bought that, that would make your life so much easier. And something the equivalent price, but that's, frivolous, I could, or, even comparing it to, a night out, eating and drinking and whatever, dinner and drinks, it's, if I just spent that on the things mm-hmm. I needed in my house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 100%.
Okay. The next category is doing, which I always used for like habits, any new habits or routines.
I started journaling before bed.
Okay.
Not every day, but like things like when I just kind of want to get my feelings out or just like talk about something that was going on that day. Because I think about like how grounding it would be to like go back in time and read about like what I was going through a certain day. Mm-hmm. And like one of the things is like I have another Cloud Nine wedding coming up this weekend on Saturday, and I sometimes like my thoughts get like consumed with like if something happens, like will you really be able to solve it? Like I kind of like fight with myself in my head a little bit. And so like I like wrote in my journal, right, like I'm so excited, but I'm also, like, stressed, and I'm anxious, and I'm, like, you know, a little bit on edge, but that's okay, too. Like, it's okay to be all of those things and still be have it be successful. And then I immediately felt better, and I was like, wow.
You're probably sleeping better, too.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Way better now that I'm back to fucking reading and not being on my phone.
Yeah. Oh, it's so true. I just finished this book called The Gap and the Gain, and they were talking about, you know, everybody talks about like the beginning of your day and starting your day on the right foot, and people don't talk as much about the last hour of your day and how impactful it can be on like your entire life, and that however you end your day is how you typically like roll into the next day. And so like I also have been trying to get back into reading before bed instead of just like binge watching something on TV.
Well, and this is kind of like what's the word, like not like TMI, but this is kind of like something for me that I had struggled with, is that I wanted to be on my phone because I didn't want to be like that last hour of the day sitting in my own thoughts. Like you, like I wanted to be like consumed by something that was on my TV, whether I was watching it or falling asleep to it or whatever it was. So like making an effort to like be consumed in something like that's going to like help you. Like, I don't know what I'm trying to say, but like,
No, I hear you. It's contradictory because you think that by turning your brain off and so mindlessly watching something you've watched a million times is going to help you fall asleep. But then those thoughts are still subconsciously somewhere in your brain, mm-hmm. and you're not thinking about them. You're not getting them out. You're just pushing them down, and then they carry over into the next day, and you're better off just like getting them out of your head, whether that's thinking through them or writing them down or something.
Right.
Mine's actually similar. I've been trying to write one thing at night before bed, but it's actually for Lila. So I got, I have these journals. I had one that I started almost 5 years ago, and it's one of those 5-year journals where you write something like on the same date every day for 5 years. You know what I'm talking about? Have you ever seen something like that? Oh, okay. So essentially each page has like the date at the top, right? So it'll say like September 26th. And then it says like, it has like a blank line that you put the year. And so I have a gratitude version that I started in January of 2020 that I've been writing something that I'm thankful for almost every day for 5 years. And so like I'm wrapping it up. This is the last year of that journal. So when I went to reorder that journal for myself, I also ordered a second one for Lila, and I started it on her birthday. And I'm writing one thing every day that's like something we did or something she did that was cute or something I want to remember, like whatever.
Wait, that's so cute.
Yeah, it's really cute. I'm really excited about it. Yeah. So I love
it. So cute. Love.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's one of those things that I was a little bit hard on myself. I'm like, oh, you should have started this when she was like an infant. And it's like, you know what?
No.
Whatever.
I think starting on her first birthday is super cute.
So. The last category is just loving. Anything in general that you have been loving lately that we haven't talked about? I feel like that's a really vague category.
Yes, actually.
Oh, stop. That's so cute.
Because I feel like I, especially with starting my business and everything, I've been very hard on myself and not giving myself enough grace of everything that I'm doing. Like, I literally just got off the phone with someone else about doing more work on my plate. But I feel like I'm very much like in a hustling state of mind, and like I'm okay with that for right now because it'll work out better in my future, as I won't be in a hustling state of mind.
You gotta hustle while you're young.
Yeah, and I just feel like also loving like therapy and just like taking care of your mental health, but like really just being able to like wake up every day or go to bed every day and just be like, wow, like there's just so much like I am grateful for, and I'm just loving, so maybe not even myself, but I'm just like loving the life I'm living right now.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I love that.
I feel like there was so much I was going through like 2 years ago, and I think it's just, I didn't even know what was like on the horizon for me. I knew there was something coming that was going to be really great, but I didn't realize it would just be like every day is just another great day. Even if it's a bad day, it's always a good day because I'm just content.
That's awesome. I love that. Speaking of therapy and mental health, Inside Out 2 is on Disney Plus.
I know. I did see that.
Not that I'm ready to watch it again, I think.
Yeah.
Unless I'm watching it with like Sam because he needs to see it, but that's not going to be tonight because we're watching The Compass Game. Correct. Much to your dismay.
I watch Peanut.
You watch Peanut. You do have Cowboys players on your fantasy team.
And I'm loving Peanut.
And we're always loving
Peanut. Always loving my Peanut girl.
Always loving the tiny squish. I don't know what I'm loving right now. Football. I'm glad football's back. Even though the Cowboys suck. That's like my current, like right now, I'm thankful that football's back. The Longhorns are crushing it. And it's just like, it's nice to be able to watch football again. It makes me happy. It's definitely not as deep and meaningful as yours.
Yeah, I don't know. It kind of just came to me and I was like, this has been kind of on my mind, so.
I love it. Well, I feel like that's a good transition. Do you want to talk about goals?
Yeah, I feel like we can talk about goals for a little. I feel like we talked about a while ago how, like, Lincoln was helping with my goals this year.
Yeah, I feel like we started off really strong. Like, you had your goals.
It was really strong.
Yeah.
For a while.
Yeah, and then we stopped talking about them.
And, like, I don't want to make excuses for what happened because, like, you know, everyone kind of falls out of routines, like,
totally. Whatever.
But I do think a lot of what had to do with it is because I do hit that, like, spring time, and I'm just, like, birthday, and, like, just so much going on. And so then it's, like, okay, well, this week, like, no, I messed up, and I did drink.
Right, but that's just that we needed to talk about it. And I think one thing that's always important, and I tell my community members this all the time, is you have to adjust for the season that you're in. And, like, that's not to say that you can't still make progress on your goals. And it doesn't have to be an all or nothing. So even though, like, the goals that you have were working for you in January and February and March, and then in April, they didn't work. And so instead you were just like, well, fuck it. I'm just not even going to worry about it.
And I don't think I intentionally was like, fuck it. I think it was like, I don't even know.
Well, they just also became less of a forefront. You and I stopped talking about them. You stopped, like, checking in with them. With me on them.
Yeah, and you know? I think I just, like, honestly need someone to hold me accountable for them, which is what I was going to tell you. Because I'm, like, just, I mean, we see each other every freaking day anyway, just, like, talking about them really quick. But,
Well, you clearly need the next version of the planner. Tracker page.
Yeah. Yeah, and I also discovered that, like, I would rather have, like, a hard copy of that than, like, do it, like, digitally.
Yeah. I mean, my hard copy is mounted right there. You can see my October goals are right there.
Yeah. So I feel like maybe I just also print that. Okay. So, and I feel like, kind of, like, going back to, like, what I was doing, but the specific goals, like, you and I can just talk about, but, yeah.
Okay.
Maybe also just saying, like, it's okay to, like, for that to happen, like.
100%. That happens all the time. There are so many members of the community that'll be like, oh, I just, like, didn't do it this month. All right, whatever. Let's get back on it next month. I mean, I host a goal workshop inside the community every month to encourage you to, like, okay, let's regroup. Let's pick our action steps for the month. Let's check in and let's be realistic. I mean, when I was picking my goals for October, I'm out of town 3 of the 4 weekends in October.
Yeah.
That's a lot. And so I had to be, like, careful when I was picking my goals to think about that. And so you just have to be thoughtful with
each month. Just reevaluating each month, like, what I have going on and stuff. But
I think you also, it has both a positive and a negative impact. At the beginning of the year, you were just all in on one goal. Like, we had different action steps within that goal, but it was all related to your physical health. Like,
yeah.
Everything was related to that. And that can be good because you can make significant progress when you're only focused on one goal. But then at the same time, you lump all those things together and then it's just like an all or nothing. Like I either am doing my goals or I'm not. Mm. Whereas like I have multiple goals and so I have action steps related to all of them. And so I'm making slower progress, but then it's not an all or nothing. Like while one, maybe my water goal fails because I just like am not drinking enough water, but then I'm working on the goal where I'm like, I just can't even think of an example. What are my other goals? Organizing all the scrapbooking supplies that are in the bedroom. Like that's my other goal for October. And so it's like, mm-hmm. it doesn't have to be all or one. So it's maybe also brainstorming some other goals for you besides just your physical health.
Yeah. Yeah.
Could be helpful. Cool. We will talk about that offline. Was there anything else on your list?
I don't think so.
Okay, I have one more thing. I feel like we need to, if we're going to participate in any fun fall activities, we need to make plans for those. Last year, we went to this, I'm going to put it in big, fat air quotes, this pumpkin patch in Chicago. It's really just a fucking influencer photo op. Mm-hmm. And don't get me wrong, it was cute. And Lila was the cutest tiny squishy, and we took lots of cute tiny squishy photos.
She was such a tiny
photos.
Squish.
She was a tiny, tiny squish. Don't get me wrong. Could we go and take all these cute pictures and, like, have a good time?
Yeah.
Probably. But would it be more fun to maybe go to, like, a true pumpkin patch?
Yeah. No, we definitely should. We should talk about that tonight.
Here's the problem. I don't know when. Because the literal only day I have in October.
Let me also say, which is what I hate about pumpkin patches, is fall goes into the November, and they exist in November.
Okay, but then here's the problem with November, is that mom is gone for a lot of November.
Well, let's just brainstorm, because we could also, like, potentially go on a Monday that I'm off or something.
Except without the guys? Just girl trip?
Yeah.
To the pumpkin patch?
Well, we'll table this. We'll talk about it.
Okay.
We'll figure it out.
But that was on my list because I just feel like that's fun and like it's something I want to do.
I love a pumpkin patch.
But it's, again, and I know it goes into November, but like if we're talking about October, we have two of the weekends I'm at a wedding. One, I'm in Dallas with my dad. And then there's one free weekend. We already discussed last week how Saturday is football because Longhorn plays Georgia. And mom's going to be in Florida anyway. That weekend, October 19th. And then you work Sunday. Mm. So it is basically going to have to go into November. Mm-hmm. Then mom is in Iceland. So. Everybody's so busy.
Everyone is so busy.
But are there, my other question was, are there any other fall things besides a pumpkin patch that we're, that we need to think about? You know what I want to do? I feel like it's a thing at Christmas to go look at decor. Right?
I think that's, like, the stupidest thing ever. I think going to look at decorations and Christmas lights is so stupid. I honestly think Christmas lights are dumb. Like, I go to the Lincoln Park Zoo. Like, now I only would go for Lila.
Okay, well, the zoo lights are different than looking at decor in people's houses, I think.
Like, I literally could care less.
You mean you couldn't care less?
Couldn't care less.
I want to go look at people's Halloween decorations.
Okay, well, you can do that with mom.
Ouch.
Sorry.
Okay, well, Allie doesn't give a fuck about me and my decorations. That's fine.
Sorry, love.
Okay.
Is that it?
That's it. That's all I've got for you.
Well, lovely.
I feel like this was good.
Pick it up.
We did all the things, and I feel like we're getting back into our groove. Allie doesn't like, she decided she doesn't like our new angle.
Yeah, I don't know. There's something about it.
So, we switched walls when we...
Well, it's not even the wall. It's fine.
Well, it is the wall because you want to be further away, but on this wall, it's smaller, and so we can't be further away.
Yeah. I don't know. Whatever. It's not a big deal. And we should put those pumpkins over here.
Yeah, aren't those cute? And it's always in flux. I mean, I don't... You know, we could totally rearrange and, like, put it on that wall. I don't know.
It's okay.
Okay. You're gonna get over it?
Yeah, I'm not concerned about it right now.
Great.
Cool. Cheers.
Cheers. See you next week.
See you next week. Sorry, I already took a sip.
Oh, that's okay. I've just been feeling ridiculously dehydrated lately. That messed with the lighting a little bit when you did that.